One of the things that we've been talking about in English 303 mm-hmm. Is the degree of personal investment that mm-hmm. one is allowed within the various disciplines. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that shows itself in terms of using the first person pronoun, I mm-hmm. or we. And very often that's prohibited. Mm-hmm. That's beyond the pale, not allowed to do that. But it sounds to me like your own research interests, even if they're not going to be expressed mm-hmm. in a personal manner, yeah. come out of personal experience and a personal enthusiasm.
If you look at like practically every biography, autobiography of somebody in sociology, and you look at what they chose as their topics, it has biographical significance. Mm-hmm. People like Howard Becker, for example, writing papers on marijuana users and jazz musicians. And he hardly could make up his mind whether he wanted to be a jazz musician or a sociologist.
Or a marijuana user.
Well, he doesn't say that. Laud Humphreys, who's famous for some of his stuff about homosexuals who use public washrooms for their meeting places, years after he did this study, came out that he himself was homosexual too. I mean, that obviously your interests are going to be, to some extent, wrapped up. It can influence the way that you do your work. And you have to be aware, I think we're becoming more conscious, that you have to be aware that it may influence what you choose to discuss and the way you discuss it.
I wonder if we can turn, yes, go ahead.
Jumping up a bit. So then do you suggest that the first year student mm-hmm. Find a subject that interests them? Mm-hmm. Do you give them a lot of leeway? You don't mm-hmm. give them a set thesis that you have to answer?
We differ in that. I mean, that some people, I co-taught with someone who used to give the students a list. I tend to say to students, what is it that you want to do? Like, if you want to become a teacher, if that's what you're thinking about doing, then find something in that area, because you'll work harder, you'll be more interested, and the product will probably have more meaning to everybody than if you don't. The only thing I watch out for is sometimes students are caught up in causes, abortion, euthanasia, and those papers often tend to be very badly done because it takes a long time to overcome, your pre-programming and to actually use the tools of what you're learning in sociology or political science or history or whatever it is. And if you're so wrapped up that you have, preconceived opinions and you want to, convert your instructor and convert the world and prove that you're on the side of right and good and whatever, it's probably not going to be a very good paper because you're just not able to attend to the new stuff that you should be bringing in. So I do tell people, if you're really wrapped up in something, like if you're going through a divorce, this is the wrong time to do a paper on divorce for most people.